please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com for your archives there, because unfortunately we have been having some problems getting the archives up on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And so I've been providing my own archives for quite a number of years now. For this very reason, just in case, you know, you got to have backups. You know, I've got backups of my backups, so I've got multiple pages where these archives can be found. Commercial free versions, ad containing versions, because AFR needs the advertising revenue as well in order to keep it going. Speaking of which, if you'd like to donate to American Freedom Radio, go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the donate banner at the top there. Send them some money orders or something like that, because, you know, it's really quite difficult making money out of telling the truth. Anybody who says that it's not, ain't telling the truth. You know, it's quite difficult. You know, I have my own financial strains and burdens and so on and so forth. And by the way, the amount of generosity my listeners have shown me over the years, and even just recently, just blows my mind. This is why I don't have a terribly large amount of difficulty continuing to do this show, why I don't have that much of a problem feeling encouraged. Because really, think about this. I have so much support out there from listeners like you who not only donate once in a while, or subscribe for a couple of dollars a month and give me regular income, but also a lot of the people on Facebook and emails and things like that. Whenever I'm kind of not happy or upset about something or in a tight spot, they're always there to encourage me. To let me know that they care, to offer me words of wisdom, to listen to my concerns and so on and so forth. I wish everybody was treated the way that I am by my listeners. And I think that's part of the fact that my listeners are salt of the earth people. Now seriously, you may think you're just ordinary people. You may think you're just, you know, doing what you can and la, 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 and you want to refuse praise. And if somebody tells you how great you are or whatever, you know, you try and shun it away because you generally humble people, listeners to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Stop being so humble. Really. Just recognize the simple, pure and obvious truth that you are one of the best kind of people on the face of this earth. You're on the whole kind, patient, generous, humorous, loving, caring people, creative, intelligent, non-judgmental. Everybody that listens to this show invariably is like that at times. Sometimes, you know, you get listeners who are pretty not quite so on that category, but you never mind. You take the good with the bad. But in general, that's what I've noticed, you know, and I've been doing this for a number of years. The people who listen to this show are not only the best kind of people with the greatest characteristics that you could hope for in a human being, but they seem to have an extraordinary amount of power and ability in doing their own things, setting up their own businesses, and wisdom. That's another thing. I have never spoken to one of my listeners who didn't possess some kind of innate wisdom this real kind of experience and lust for life that has yet to be extinguished despite the massive quantity of scumbaggery that you've been exposed to. That is really encouraging. Not only to me, should be encouraging to yourself. You know, a lot of my listeners are really good parents too. That's another thing that I've noticed, is that the vast majority of my listeners are nearly twice my age. And I don't know whether or not you're listening to the show because you see me as some kind of a child that you never had, some kind of young, energetic being that's doing what maybe you wished you could do when you were young. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know what the attraction is specifically. But I'm just very grateful that you're listening anyway. I'm grateful that people share the archives to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, because look at it this way. There's so much content out there online. There are millions upon millions of websites currently in existence. And the fact that you're coming here to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com or AmericanFreedomRadio.com is so overwhelmingly great of you. You know, you should pat yourself on the back. You made it. You found something that is honest. You found something that is decent to spend your time listening to. The fact that you're even spending your time at all on anything decent means that you're a cut above the vast majority of society for a start. That's how great you really are. Stop denying your greatness. Stop denying your awesomeness. You truly are quite fabulous people. And you may be alone. That's the worst part that I've found invariably about a lot of the conversations that I have with my listeners, is that they're very alone. There's just not anybody of your quality in your life right now. That's really sad to me. I'm very grateful that people like you call me, that people like you send me Facebook messages. I'm very, very grateful for that, because there've been many times in the past where I have felt alone, where I have felt that I'm surrounded by people who don't listen, by people who don't care, by people who are vacuous, shallow, all those nasty things. And now I cannot escape from people like you, who are so caring and so generous and so loving. It makes me feel really, really good. It's actually quite difficult for me to get depressed. It's actually quite difficult for me to get properly angry anymore, because I've always got my amazing listeners encouraging me, supporting me, and caring about me. That's another thing. Just knowing that there's people that care, just knowing that means so much. And I don't think people really, in a lot of their life, get to experience these things that I am at the moment. And I wish that society was different. I wish that you were all appreciated for the kind, generous, and fabulous souls that you are. But the world doesn't work like that. We're not the ones that are looked up to. We're not the ones that are emulated by the masses. We are the ones that are demonized. We are the ones that get shunned. We are the ones that get called names. We are the ones who get fired or have to quit our jobs because our conscience tells us otherwise. We are the ones who suffer at the hands of scumbaggery. We are the ones who are the targets of true, unadulterated evil. The whistleblowers and the activists that I've spoken to have had so much trauma in their life. It's like bleeding out of every orifice with no hope of a blood clot. That's what it means to be a truther. That's what it means to be a patriot. That's what it means to be a decent man in an indecent time is that invariably we are not appreciated for the good within us. In this topsy-turvy world, that good, bright part of ourselves is considered bad. Isn't that strange? Doesn't that make you angry? That by being a good, decent, honest person who cares about other people, that you are operating in a system that sees that as a disadvantage, that it is run by psychopathic individuals, archontic entities, whatever it is you want to call it. I'm not sure about anything anymore. But I do know this, that you got a real raw deal being born in this time, in this place. It's a time of universal deceit, ecumenical scumbaggery, something that is difficult to even contemplate, let alone comprehend. And the confusion when you suddenly wake up and you realize, oh my God, all these things that I previously thought that I understand don't actually frickin' exist. The trauma when you try and tell your parents who are on their way to get another vaccine for the year to protect themselves from the flu. The angst that you feel when a police officer is questioning you for no reason whatsoever. The inherent sense of inflamed rage that courses through you when you're ordered to do something on the battlefield that you know is illegal, that you know that you're going to be executed by your commanding officer if you don't follow that order. This is our life. This is our struggle. And it is our fate to be the ones who have suffered the trauma, who have seen and experienced and had penetrated into every orifice the scumbaggery of this society. The reason why we're capable of dealing with it, the reason why we're able to come out the other side, not unscathed at all, but still alive, still capable of thinking, still capable of feeling, is because we are the best of society. We are the strongest. We are the noblest. We are the most creative, the most capable, and the most deserving of freedom. Our parents, maybe grandparents, thought that they were fighting for freedom when they went overseas, but they weren't. That's the tragedy, is that nearly an entire generation of men was lost. The honourable men, the strong men, the diligent, patriotic men, they were the ones that were sacrificed so that we could allegedly have freedom. But instead, they were simply sacrificed for the ends of the New World Order. What came out of World War II? The United Nations, headed up by a former Nazi Party member. And you think that somehow, that because your grandparents or parents died, or watch their friends blown apart into 1,000 tiny bits, but they died for something good? They were deceived. We were deceived. All of us. I wish for a world where the only time anybody would die is for a good reason. A damn good reason. Dying to bring about a new world order dying to sustain a military-industrial complex, dying to benefit vaccine company profits, is not freaking good enough, is it? But to realize how important we all are, and to not throw away our lives willingly, and not for just somebody's say-so, but for a very, very good and powerful reason, like freedom for the entire human race, for example.